Hey guys, if you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. Every review helps us out, so don't be afraid to leave us a 5-star review. Thanks, and enjoy the show.
Hit it with that again.
Episode 13. Hit him with that again.
No,
what do you want me to do?
You got to throw in some. What episode 13 of what, Robert? Come on.
AcrossAmerica.com. That's not that. Don't go to AcrossAmerica.com.
Don't go to AcrossAmerica.com because that's not a real thing.
Yeah.
However, coincidentally, this is the 13th episode of Across America.
Coincidentally,
I am your host Shaq Austin, and with me,
did you say Shaq
always,
Austin?
Yeah.
Okay.
As Robert Lamb.
Hey,
Robert Lombe.
I was born in France.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So episode 13. Too bad we didn't release this on the 13th, did we?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I don't have my calendar
just,
with me, so.
Okay, we didn't want to release this on the 13th because we didn't want people to be super spooked out, yeah. So just know that it's the 13th.
Yep. I mean, it's the 13th episode, but not the 13th of whatever day this is.
Right, it could be the 13th month when it comes out.
No, it can't. So, nope.
What do you mean? China's,
I don't want to get
China's
into the
already
physics of
a
it.
State.
That's true.
So they made
might
us
as well
add an additional month.
The month of the monkey. What is it? Or that's what? A year, right?
Jesus. Wow.
Hey, listen, if you can do those jokes.
I do them tastefully.
Okay.
The Beijing Jackie Chan's will not,
that's
will not put up.
Very with, tasteful.
What kind of harshness? Whatever. Never mind. Done.
Anyways.
Anyway, you're walking your home, okay?
Yeah, pretty much. But. Let me elaborate a little bit more. Where am I right now?
We just episode.
Yeah.
You're getting ready to.
We left the Grand Coulee Dam.
Right, and you're getting ready to reach the border of Idaho and Washington.
Right, but let me say this.
Say it.
Before we were heading to Spokane, which was a few days out, and on our way there, my wheels on my backpack broke.
Oh no!
Yeah, man.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah. It was not a good sight because I was hoping that they would last at least till Alabama, but they didn't, and they broke, and that sucked because now I had to carry all my shit.
Nice.
Which is, you know, Tony was carrying all his stuff, but because I was rolling the backpack, I did put the tent. He didn't have to carry the tent. I put the tent on the back, and I carried a lot of the food because that way, you know, he didn't have to lug all that too. So when I had to carry it, I'm like, all right, we're going to have to dish out this stuff so it's more even.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to alternate carrying the tent.
And everybody's like, wait a minute. You've been, yeah, we've
like,
been doing this
second.
The same way the whole time.
Dude, when my wheel broke. I just remember this is what happened. We were walking up like this hill. It was like in kind of like a mountainous area. There's some woods and stuff. And we're walking up this hill and we see a dead deer.
Ooh.
And we're like, oh, that's weird. It's just
lunch.
Like newly dead deer. And we're like, oh, that sucks. Like, let's walk around it. And we kept walking and we were trying to look for a place to camp because it was starting to get dark. And right after the dead deer, my wheel, I just felt like the backpack just give way, and then I just heard, and I went, what? I turned around, and it was just done. It was just broken apart. One of the wheels, just broken.
No.
So I was like, ah, crap. So I was like, hold on, Tony. Let's stop walking. So he goes, what happened? I go, the wheels broke. I'm like, this sucks. He's like, oh, man. He's like, well, I don't really want to camp next to a dead deer. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, that might attract animals. I don't know.
Or the bear that killed
it. Yeah, exactly. The one that's just waiting.
Yeah.
Put it out there to lure us.
It did.
Yeah. Maybe. They set traps. I've seen Yogi Bear.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so what we did was I carried the backpack for like another half a mile, but then finally we're just like, all right, let's just camp out tonight and we'll figure out everything tomorrow.
And you brought the deer with you.
And I went back for the deer, ripped off a leg, and had me some good old rotten venison.
Venison, yeah.
Actually, rotten. Some guy did give us venison one time, and it was pretty good.
It's very delicious.
Yeah, it was like his own. Like, he made it.
one of my very good friends that lives in Texas just sent us a picture of a deer that he killed on a hunting expedition.
Mm-hmm.
I made him vow that he would send me venison jerky.
Nice. Dude, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like jerky in general. It's good
stuff.
But yeah.
Definitely good stuff.
Yeah. But no, we didn't eat the deer. We didn't eat the deer. We had food. We just went to Safeway, man. We don't need
to
kill it. We don't need to kill it.
Yeah, so can we trade this deer for some cup of noodles?
Yeah, no, we're good. So we ended up camping out, and the next day I thought about, like, all right, what are we going to do? Because, one, I didn't have my textbooks with me yet. I just had the laptop, and I was going to have to go to school, like, in a few months.
That thing's 150 pounds.
Right. So, obviously, I can't carry that. Add another 50 per textbook,
yeah,
and all of a sudden I'm carrying more than my body weight.
Yeah.
On my back.
And you're going to have super strong arms by the time you get to Key West.
Oh, definitely. So,
we don't even know if you ever made it to Key West.
We'll never know. We'll never know if I completed the walk or if I died.
Yep.
So we'll find out. We'll keep going through and we'll let the listeners know. But when the next day, me and Tony talked about it and we were just going to switch back and forth carrying the tent. I carried my backpack. It was pretty heavy. And I developed this blister in the next, like, couple days.
Carrying the
monster
backpack.
Monster of a blister, man. Huge blister. It was, like, as big as my ankle. Just on the side of my foot.
Wow.
And I didn't even notice it was there. I'll show you a picture of it after this podcast.
Please
do. I know you're dying to see what it looked like. But we named it Bob, and it had a life of its own. And, honestly, I didn't even realize that it like, formed at all until, like, that night that I, like, took the backpack down. I was like, oh, shit. Like,
yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's rough. So I just left it. I didn't pop it. I heard you're not supposed to pop blisters. I don't know.
I do it.
Do you?
If I get one, done deal.
Well, it was so big, I wanted to see how big it would get. It was like blowing a bubble. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, you're chewing gum, you're blowing a bubble. You want to see how big you can get it to before it pops.
Yeah.
That's how I felt.
And that's what you were trying to do?
Yeah, with my blister. Yeah, it was bad. But I carried the backpack, and I ended up texting my mom and saying, like, hey, can you find out if, like, you can order more wheels? Because she knew what backpack I got. And I was like, can you see if you can order more wheels? So she actually did. And she said, yeah, they're going to get shipped here to me, and then I'll ship them to you. And she ordered, like
50.
10 of them. Yeah. I'm surprised she didn't order 50, but she ordered, like, 10 of them. And she's like, all right, I'm going to send them to you. I go, all right, that's fine. So I had to carry my backpack for a week. It wasn't the best thing. My shoulders were killing me. That was what I wanted to avoid the whole trip anyways.
Right.
But whatever.
And you said when you watched that walking across the country blog that guy specifically said don't carry your stuff the whole time.
Yeah, he said, like, if you could avoid it, like, don't. He bought a cart and stuff. He said it was just easier. And
yeah.
The girl that, like, I don't think I mentioned a girl yet.
Yeah,
but
you did. The girl that you were chasing across
right,
the
right,
world.
Right.
Not, okay, let's
not
level down the creep there.
Yeah,
but you wanted to catch up to her.
There was a girl who was walking across the country, and she also had a cart.
Yeah.
And it just seemed like that's, like, the better way to do it if you don't want to screw up your back.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if I had a lighter backpack, but the fact that I knew I was going to go to school on the road, like, in the coming months when fall classes started,
mm-hmm.
that I knew I was going to need something because I was going to have textbooks, and I still had my laptop with me. So I knew I needed to get that fixed. So my mom ordered the wheels, but I knew I was going to be without them for a couple, like, at least a week.
Yeah, a couple days.
Yeah, until she could order them and then ship them out to me. So anyways, yeah, wheels broke. But what I did do is we hit another town, and I don't remember which town it was. I tried looking through the blog, and I couldn't find it. But there is
Orlando?
It was Orlando. We were already in Florida. So it wasn't that bad. What are you going to do, like, when we're in Florida? Like,
yeah. Oh, dude, you don't have to tell me about that area. I know what it is.
Yeah, exactly. No, it was like a hardware store, and I bought a luggage carrier thing with wheels.
Yeah.
That you just put, like, what do you call it? Like, the carts, like, they carry in when they're, like, bringing in shipments of, like, soda.
Oh, like a dolly?
Yeah, yeah. Like, but it was like a small little dolly, and it had two wheels.
Or a hand truck.
All right, I just need one example. So the sorry, man. Just the dolly works out. But yeah, it was the dolly, and it had, like, it fit my backpack good enough, but I had to, like, tie a rope around it.
If I could interject for one second.
Go ahead.
Say one thing.
Go ahead.
Fuck you, buddy.
Come on, bro.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Tell us about the hand truck.
Okay. Jesus Christ. Anyways, I got this. I tied a rope around it, and I had that for like a day, and it broke already.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So
right out of the...
Right out of... I was like, all right, well, obviously, this isn't meant to lug luggage across the country, which who knew at that point? I guess it wasn't built to go on highways.
What I think of now that I'm thinking about this, like if it was me doing it and knowing what you know,
yeah.
is one of those like garden wagons that actually have rubber tires on them.
Well, yeah. And that was the thing is I was like, I need rubber. Like the tires that were on it were just really weak,
right.
like a plastic rubber kind of thing. But they weren't like actual like bike tires or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But what happened was a day or two after that, we hit... Like, it broke in the sense that I could still wheel it, but it was, like, wobbling wheels. So I'm like, oh, this is not going to last long. So luckily, we hit another town. There's a hardware store. I went there just to see if they had, like, other wheels that maybe I could repair it. They didn't. So I was like, all right, well, what can I use? And then I went, there's a bike shop. So me and Tony got a motel for the night. Tony ended up, he is an NBA fan, so he was watching the Heat play. So he was watching
God
that.
God bless him.
Hey.
Good for you, buddy.
He's like, I'm going to watch this while you go get the tire fixed and stuff. I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go try at this bike shop. So I went to the bike shop and I go, hey, do you have like small tires that I could put on this dolly so I can put the backpack on there? And he's like, I don't know. Well, I've never done anything like that. He's like, but I might have like training wheels for like tricycles that are small enough that would fit on the dolly. He's like, but then I have to screw them into the side. Yeah. He's like, all right, you know what? Leave it here. And he's like, I'll work on it. I'm like, well, I'm staying at a motel right now. He's like, all right, well, I have bikes in the back. Go ahead, take one of those bikes, go to the motel, and just come back in 2 hours. So I go, like, seriously? He's like, yeah. I'm like, all right. So I jumped on a bike.
And dude,
gone. I haven't ridden a bike in a long time.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. Why didn't I bike across the country? Why didn't I walk? So much quicker.
Man, I'm moving so much faster.
So much faster. And actually, I know I mentioned the girl that I was, creepily following, but I mentioned her before. But the first time I ever saw her was at that bike shop. I didn't see her in person.
She was on the news.
No. But a guy had a picture of her who was biking across the country, and he was like, hey, you're walking across the country? I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh, there's a girl. And I'm like, yeah, we heard about her, but we can't catch up to her. She's like a day or two ahead of us. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, yeah. And he like showed me a picture on his phone. He's like, yeah, I took a picture with her, and so did his friends, because there was like three of them, and they were biking across the country. So I'm like, oh, that's cool. So that's the first time I saw her.
You got to find out who she is, man. You have her be a guest on the show.
The long-lost love, man.
Have her be a guest on the show.
No, she's going to be the girl that always got away.
Listen, what? The listeners and I would really love for you to...
I have no idea.
Just speak to the person.
I don't know her name. I don't know anything about her.
I guarantee you it's on the web somewhere.
Maybe it's like a Sleepless in Seattle thing.
Oh, my.
Like, she'll hear this podcast, and then she'll contact me, and then we'll meet together on the Empire State Building.
It's a 28 Days Later thing.
Yeah, zombies.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're just going to classify different movies, choose different movies, and relate them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All the similarities between that Tom Hanks romantic comedy and Danny Boyle's Fright Fest.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I just typed in girl walking across the country.
You find anything?
This is the first thing that I found.
What is that?
I don't know.
It's like a person in
it looks
a robe.
Like it looks like, honestly, just not something that I would choose. Not that there's anything wrong with it. It looks like a Muslim woman who's covered from head to toe.
Walking across the country.
Yeah. She's got the deal across her head and face. Is that her?
I don't think so.
That looks like an actual human person.
She's on a railroad track,
close,
though.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I'll do some research. Maybe I'll find something for the next episode. I doubt I'm going to find anything.
I highly doubt you find her, too. Oh, maybe it's that. I don't know why that would pop up.
That's definitely not her.
Gross.
As Jack sifts through
this is a
Google Images.
Pianist Robin McCabe, percussion ensemble, and it is a man in a red dress with a blonde wig.
Yeah.
That's not what
she looked like
on the internet when you type in
girl walking
woman walks across the country.
Yeah, I think I need a little bit more to go on for that. But, you know, It is what it is. One day, maybe a long time from now, I'll be at a retirement home and I'll meet her there.
Was there somebody just knocking on your door a second ago? Maybe it's her.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm kidding. You looked at me like there seriously
was. No, well, I was like, was there? I'm not expecting any guests. I don't even have the party tray out.
Jeez, Rob. Stick to the story.
Sorry, man. So, yeah. Anyways, I went back to the motel, finished watching the game with Tony, waited a couple hours, went back to the bike shop.
Is this the guy in the middle of the day or in the evening? Because
this is like the day.
You guys got a hotel. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
No, I think we got the motel like pretty early in the day because we hit this town. And when I saw that there was a bike shop, I was like, you know, I'm going to check it out. And then when I talked to the guy, I told Tony, he's like, all right, let's get a motel. So we got a motel and then I went back to the bike shop. And then that's when the guy started helping me.
Right.
And when I went back to him, he did. He like screwed in these wheels to the side of the dolly, took off the other small, like, messed up wheels.
Crap wheels, yeah.
Yeah. Put them to the side of the dolly, and then I tested it with my backpack, and it was working right then. I'm like, all right, this is good. So
he goes, that'll be $600.
Yeah,
sir.
I asked him, like, how much do I owe you? And he was like, no, it's free. I was like, no, dude, like, I'll pay you. That was 2 hours time that you put into this for something that you don't normally do.
He goes, just rub my back.
Yeah. And then he took off his shirt and then slowly his pants.
Gross.
No. He just said, no, don't worry about it. Just pay it forward. And
pay it forward.
Yeah, that's what he said. So
really?
I was like,
that's
awesome. Cool. Yeah. So I was like, awesome, man. Like, thanks. And I bought an energy bar from him and went back to the motel. And the next day we set off on 90. The problem is, well, actually, no,
you
it wasn't
paid
yet.
It forward.
Never paid it forward, and I'm still planning on it. I will do it soon.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Maybe I'll buy you lunch one day.
No, thanks.
Okay. Well, then I'm never going to do it. So, no, it was actually funny, though, because after like a week, and I think this was after Spokane, the wheels on that thing started wobbling, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It only lasted
a
little while.
That's kind of doomed to fail when you're in with screws and stuff
like that.
Well,
the problem was the screws were screwed into plastic. And they weren't screwed into. Oh, you know what he actually had me do was he had to get like certain like tools and stuff. So he had me run down to like the hardware store. He's like, oh, you'll, you know, so and so works at the hardware store. Just tell him I sent you, and he'll give you all the stuff you need. So I had to like go like on my bike, and I was like running errands for this guy so he could like fix my thing for me. So, yeah, I mean he essentially just screwed it into like these plastic pieces on the side, and the plastic I think just wore out over time. Yeah, but it still like held up for the most part. So it was good, and we just headed into Spokane, which was, you know, another day or two from where we were. And when we got into Spokane was when we messaged Barbara, but the night before, like, it was like, I think it was like 10 o'clock when we got into Spokane. So we're like, oh, let's not message her right now. It's kind of late.
Yeah.
So we're like, let's just find a place to camp. And we actually slept, like, we didn't usually like sleeping in big cities, but since we were already in Spokane, we were like looking for places. Like, we went on Google Images.
Yeah.
Cause I had signal, and we were trying to find like bushy type tree areas. And, we found like one in a neighborhood, but when we went into the neighborhood, it wasn't as like covered as we thought. So we're like, all right, let's not just camp out in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So we ended up finding some railroad tracks.
Aww.
And we just slept on the side of the railroad tracks and just hoped that we didn't get beat up or find spray paint on the outside of our tent.
Right.
Nah, it was all right. We just ended up camping there. And then the next morning is when we text Barbara, and she was like, oh yeah, and sent us the address, and we headed there, and that's when we met her.
Yeah.
And I don't know,
my aunt was a really sweet lady.
She's a really nice lady, dude. I understand I didn't know you then.
Yeah.
But still, you couldn't set me up with that, like, dude, beforehand. I had to do the whole couch surfing thing.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know it was all my responsibility.
I'm just saying, like, can't help a brother out.
Can't shoot me a text.
All right. All I'm saying is I'm trying to pay it forward, and you're stopping me from moving forward.
You can't shoot me a text? Let's answer that first.
Listen. If I had your number, I would have, but honestly, you never gave me your number.
Right.
That falls on you.
That's what all the girls say to me too, Rob.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. Anything else you want to bring up?
You're married, though, so it worked out once.
It did. I gave
her my number. At least once.
I gave that one my number.
And then she put a ring on it.
She liked it so much.
Yeah.
My milkshake brought that girl to the yard.
And she was like, it's better than what she's used to.
It's better than any other milkshake she's ever had.
That's what I figured. No, but we reached Barbara's and she, you know, we were like, I know we're going to end the show probably right here, but she was a really nice lady and we actually stayed there for 2 days and I'll talk more about that on the next episode.
Will our heroes enjoy the visit at Barb's house? Tune in next week to Across America, starring Jack Austin and Robert Lamb. This has been a Seven Lamb Productions podcast brought to you by Seven Lamb Productions. You can find everything you need to know in the world, all the secrets and mysteries, at blogtalkradio.com/SEVENLAMB.com. That's not right. blogtalkradio.com/7lamb. There we go. Or you can, you know, just yell at us at Twitter at 7lamb podcast, which is the number 7, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I love you guys.
Bye.
Don't.
Bye, no, guys. Stop. I want the last word this time. Okay. Bye, guys.
All right.
See ya.
Are you done?
No, I want the last word, so don't say anything.
Sorry.
Bye, guys.
Good. That was good.
Hold on. Say one more thing.
What?
Okay. See you guys. See you next time.
You're doing great.
7 Lamb Production.